Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Medan.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Thursday, January 23rd, 2014.
Episode 9.43, the championship recap show
and Super Bowl preview part one.
Wow, how many parts of the Super Bowl are we previewing?
We got to talk about that. We'll talk about that because we got a lot to talk about.
So because I have officially eliminated the Pro Bowl from my thoughts.
Good.
Are we going to just gloss over that?
Well,
because if you go to the NFL's website right now, if you go to NFL.com, their next game on their docket is the Pro Bowl.
Now, I will tell you what the next game on their docket should be.
Yes.
Which is the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. That's Saturday. And look, I have had a lot of fun listening to the practices this week.
Right.
I wish I was there. I so wish I was there. SiriusXM has been all over the Senior Bowl. And even though the complaint about Senior Bowl this year, so those who don't know, the seniors coming out of college that are declaring for the NFL draft,
yes.
110, there's one guy, it's his job to have the best 110, not 109, not 111.
Yes.
So when somebody gets injured during the week, there's a next guy up at his position.
Yes.
It's crazy. So guys roll in midweek.
Hang on.
Well, so they're there, and they're going to play a game this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, well, you know, most of the top guys coming out of the draft are underclassmen.
Yeah, that's my problem.
There you go. That is the biggest beef. And my thing is, okay, so I get a week to look at the guys that are going to go in the third, fourth, fifth round.
Yeah.
That's pretty special because usually I've never heard of them.
Okay.
Or barely heard of them. By the combine, I'm going to know. We still got the combine.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting to pull the curtain back on guys that are really talented.
But Jeffrey, half these guys won't be at the combine.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Half them will not be at the combine.
Yeah.
But the half that will is the half that they're talking about is your D Fords.
Right.
And things that guys are going to go that may go in the first round, the Arizona State line left tackle, who's a monster. Matt knew him. I texted him. I'm like, this guy is blowing up at the Senior Bowl. And Matt was so excited. Matt Benson. Just letting people know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Big ASU fan and alum. And so I was like, this guy is all anyone wants to talk about. And he was projected to go in the third or fourth round.
Yeah.
Now his stock is rising.
I'm not a big fan.
The guy's 6'7", 330, and he's a left tackle. Guys hit him with a 5-yard lead, Steven, and land on their back.
You know what I would do? The Junior Senior Bowl. And anybody who's a junior,
I'm not sure I disagree with
who's
you.
Who's coming out gets to play against the seniors, and let's them go at it.
Oh, so instead of and it really is a made up north south.
Yeah,
it's like coastal Florida. Coastal Florida, they're in the north.
Right.
Why? Because we got too many teams from the south.
From the south, exactly.
So they totally muddled this thing. Why don't we chomp in the show? Because we got a lot to do, and we got some breaking stuff in a couple minutes, probably.
Yeah, okay,
so we got to chomp in.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I have one thing to say.
Yeah.
Steven, stop playing with it. And by that, I mean his per diem money for New York.
Well, you brought nice, clean, crisp, brand new.
I made the teller give me brand new. Uncirculated.
Uncirculated $100 bills. I don't even know if I want to take them to New York now.
Wife is going to insist you take a replacement of them, and then those go in the bank.
Well, they don't go in the bank because then the bank takes them.
Well, Steven, the point is that's the whole point of having it
forever.
Well, then
what if I just keep one of them and frame it?
She's going to say, "Where's that 100 coming from?" I know my sister.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know my sister.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's going to say, "Steven, you going to pull it out of your rear
end?" It's already all spent. This is Statue of Liberty. Toboggan run.
No, we don't have to pay for the toboggan run.
Yeah, you do.
Bull crap. We show our media credentials and we just get on.
I don't know. I think that's kind of weenie.
It is not weenie at all. We don't pay for the toboggan run or the NFL experience.
Well, what the hell am I doing paying for the Statue of Liberty?
That's different. That's not sponsored by the NFL. I don't know if you looked at your. So the NFL was
this
nice
one right
enough.
Here is
a steak dinner.
Frankie's. Frankie's for a steak dinner.
$100 dinner. This is why
The
genius of NFL Rants and Raves and some of its built-in leadership, Jeff Ellis,
okay.
Is that Steven and I spend money differently.
Yes.
So how do business partners, 50-50 partners, right. how do they decide how you're going to deal with expenses when you're traveling?
Right.
Because I would be more than happy to starve myself and go gamble my per diem money. And Steven wants to go out and have a five-star dinner.
I'm going to eat with my per diem money. That's what the per diem money's for.
I'm going to Subway every day and getting my little chicken wrap thing.
Then you're
going
to gamble with the wrap.
No, there's nowhere to gamble.
There is no gambling.
There's
We're
no
not
gambling.
In London.
It's already in the bank, Steven.
Okay.
I'm putting it all on my credit card.
I see.
And I'm going to live as frugally as is humanly possible.
I see.
And it's all going on the credit card.
The rest
that's
just
it.
Stays
in the bank.
In the bank.
Okay. And because, again, how? I mean, that's it took a lot of years for us to find a way to make peace in this very difficult world that we live in.
Yes.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard having partners. It's hard getting married.
Agreed for the first time in my life ever with Colin Cowherd from ESPN.
I agree with him at least weekly.
Never.
At least once a week he says something that I agree with.
With Colin Cowherd. But
usually we're going to take commercial right now and I'll be right back. I agree with that.
Okay. Well, I finally agreed with him. He was like, look, for years, and this is – I'm going to do my call.
Okay, hang on. Just so people know, we're 3 minutes late on our next surprise for
people.
I see.
Well, okay. Is the surprise coming?
Well, I'm waiting by my phone right now
for –
we're going to be joining TalkSport Radio live.
While we're doing the podcast.
To the UK. We're going to just join their show as part of the podcast.
That's going to be interesting.
It's been 9 years. It's time to add wrinkles.
All right.
It's time to add wrinkles.
Okay. Wrinkles.
We've done it just without shirts. We've done it laying on a bed, nestled next to a USB mic. What we need wrinkles.
You know how that show is going into the NFL Rants and Raves Hall of Fame.
We need a Rants and Raves Hall of
Fame.
Yeah,
and
we going to have a poster this year at the Super Bowl?
Well, I figure since
we barely got last year's used and it's still in the tube.
Since we never did anything with last year,
we can reuse it,
and it still has autographs.
A couple.
So we just add more autographs.
I like it. Good, because I don't have time to get one done.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
That is
tomorrow's
your job. I want a brand spanking new one.
Tomorrow's a funny
Which, by the way, you're off the hook. You don't have to take my daughter anywhere. I know that she can't go to the game because it's an early game.
It's 2:30.
And you don't have to drive her anywhere. Someone's going to come pick her up from your house.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Around 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
So she's just going to stay at your house. And
That's
then
chill.
Someone's going to come pick her
I
up.
I like it. So the things that Steven and I have to talk about, because I'm not going to see him probably after this until Thursday morning
until
in New York.
I land in New York,
okay. And you're not waking us up.
I'm not waking anybody up.
So how are we going to handle
the hotel?
You're
not waking me up.
I'm going to check
when
into
When are we doing TV?
Thursday.
When? What time?
To be determined. That was the – I forwarded you this. We're going to answer this right now.
I don't get to – okay, I guess
We're
I don't get to
answer
say
this
my
right
stuff.
Now.
We're doing it. Hello, Steven Miranda.
All right. We're standing by for you.
Boom.
Boom. Dave, just pull us up when it's time. And we will stop. We'll stop and let Mike introduce us. So you just pull us up when it's time.
Okay.
And Steven and I will join you.
Excellent.
Can you hear us okay?
Oh, I can hear you. Steven hasn't said anything.
I'm saying so. That was me. That was Steven. Can you hear us?
This is Jeff.
Oh,
you can't tell us apart.
Wait, hold on.
I know we're Americans, but we don't look alike at all.
Yeah, that's right. He's the ugly one. I'm the Rico Suave
one. You realize I can't see you. This is a telephone, not a video phone. I know that you don't look alike.
All right. Thank you, David. We will stand by.
I think Jeff is taller.
Jeff is taller, slightly.
Yeah.
And a little pastier looking. But we'll stand by for Mike. And, again, just pull our mic down because we're going to keep doing our show. And then I will be listening.
You'll be on in about 30 seconds. We
30
got a
seconds is good.
And then some music.
Well, pull up the sports update so people can enjoy the sports update.
Okay, you're going live, okay?
All right.
It's Arsenal against Coventry with Sam Matterface and Mickey Quinn. Right now, though, time for some sports headlines with Elliot Cook.
The fourth one-day international between Australia and England is underway in Perth. Australia won the toss and decided to bowl. England are 8 without loss in the third over, looking to avoid a record equaling 10th consecutive defeat. Meanwhile, Alistair Cook says he's desperate to carry on as England one-day captain after indicating he was considering his position after the 7-wicket defeat in the third one-dayer. While Mata is expected to fly to Manchester later for a medical ahead of finalising his transfer from Chelsea to Manchester United. United have had a record bid for the Spaniard, believed to be in the region of £37 million, accepted. The FA Cup fourth round action gets underway tonight, and TalkSport has commentary on Arsenal's tie against League One Coventry City at the Emirates. For the latest transfer news, go to TalkSport.com.
The Alan Brazil Fourth Breakfast on Talk Sport.
Join me, Alan Brazil, this morning from 6 o'clock. Where's he going? He's a wanted man in the chair alongside me. Who's going to be his next club? Malky Mackay joins me from 6.
The Alan Brazil Fourth Breakfast on Talk Sport.
NFL Preview on Talk Sport. Brought to you by Jeep. There's only one.
And it's wonderful to be
this is Talk Sports Extra Time. The Super Bowl is not very far away, and it's not very far away from New York City either. It's technically just over to the left in New Jersey, across the Hudson River, at Giant Stadium. We're going to be joined now by Jeff Ellis and Stephen Miranda from, of course, NFL Rants and Raves to give us a little bit of a guide to what is going to happen.
Michael, will you fire David for that horrible bumper? Will you fire David for that horrible bumper music?
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you know, technically it's in New York, even though it's not in New York, but everybody's calling it the New York Super Bowl. And it wasn't Dave's fault, he says.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, but there's so much, like, you know, New York state of mind. There's, you know, New York.
York.
I mean, lots of...
Yeah. But those are all the obvious ones. I mean, actually, what we wanted to do was play a New Jersey song, but, you know, there's not very many of those either, really.
Just play any Springsteen and it's all good.
Yeah, it is, but not since he moved to California. It's never the same. You know, he's kind of lost his credibility over all that. Now, I'm reading here. I don't know who writes this stuff for me. It says, the Super Bowl, that cauldron of swaggering nationalism and multi-billion-dollar corporate sponsorship.
That's
a bit harsh, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is.
It's a bit harsh. I think it's spot on. This is it. This is America at its brashest and boldest.
We want...
And at its coldest as well, right? Because this is the first time they've actually played it in somewhere where
it's
winter.
Stop it. Don't talk about that.
Yeah, we're actually going to have to be there. I got a picture from a friend of mine who is there already. They got 12 inches of snow yesterday. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Have you even got clothes for that kind of weather from California?
I bought some special compressions, actually from the UK. I would love to give them a plug, but I won't. But just look up for UK brands that aren't Under Armour. And it's really amazing stuff, and it is supposed to keep your muscles moving and things like that in the cold.
I've decided I'm wearing T-shirts and shorts the entire week I'm there.
And seriously, though, there's people who are quite worried about how they can organize tens of thousands of people coming to this thing from all over the country, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, the travel arrangements that have to be made. We are expecting, or what we're expecting from the weather advisory services, is that the Friday before the Super Bowl, it's going to snow. So people that are going to be arriving on that day, I hope their flights don't get canceled.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Although they're pretty good at keeping Kennedy Airport and Newark Airport and stuff open, aren't they? I mean, they are quite used to all that.
They canceled
like
20...
If it was snowing, like if you had an inch of snow in England, nobody could get in.
Understand this is not Heathrow. However, they did cancel over 2,600 flights on Monday because of this weather, that most recent system. So if this repeats itself, it's going to cause chaos. And they do have contingencies to play the game on Saturday or Monday. But I am being told that
they're not going to move it to another place. They can't really do that, can they?
No, you can't.
No, and you know what? It's on the commissioner. It's on the league. They decided, let's have it in a cold weather environment, and they're really going to get it. And we just hope for the best right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, after the lights went out last year, I suppose anything else is a bit more minor compared to that. But have they got underfloor heating at that stadium by any chance?
Well, I'm just hoping. I don't care about the fans in general. I just think about the press, the poor suffering media. Because we work for Sky and for you guys, we're part of what's called the international press, even though we're Americans. So we are relegated to outdoors. We've got better seats than the press box. Yes, you shouldn't laugh. It's actually quite cruel. So we're relegated to outdoors, where we have better seats than the press that are national press. However, we're exposed to the element. So my dream is that we have little heaters.
Yeah, there won't be little heaters. We will be out with the fans. We enjoyed it the last several Super Bowls, but this time...
We were in a dome, Stephen.
Yeah, this time we're going to be outside. I hope, the only thing I hope, is that there are no power failures, because Jeff and I were in New York at that new stadium when the transformer went out and they lost power. So we hope that doesn't happen again.
We were in Candlestick Park for the power.
If there is a massive snowfall, though, I mean, how do they get it off the surface of the pitch if it's not under soil heated?
Well, okay, so no, there is sub pitch heating for the field. That's not a problem at all. The problem lies for me with the fans, and they can still move snow for the 10-yard boundary lines during the game.
The other thing is they've got huge tractors, and they have a tarp, and they just kind of like squeeze the snow off of that. They've already done so. The snow that has recently fallen, that's already been cleared out of the stadium. If they get more, that's going to be the trick, and it's going to be a huge job and a huge undertaking to make sure that the snow gets off the seats and off the field before game time.
And I'm told that the NFL officials are going to get all sorts of things like lip balm and all sorts of gloves to wear, and they're going to be trying to keep warm as much as they can, because, of course, they're all standing around most of the time, aren't they?
Yeah, I would imagine that the NFL is going to take care of its people. We get swag bags. Just so you, I don't know, do you call them that over there for the press?
We call them goodie bags here.
Goodie bags. That's more appropriate. But swag also has a good abbreviation, which is stuff we all get. Swag. And so
and
the
what
press.
What swag will you be getting?
Well, typically we get a nice radio where we can hear the television broadcast in real time. So when we're actually, you can hear real play-by-play, and you can hear the radio play-by-play for the home and road teams or the national feed, which is really cool. And then you get nice little things, like you get a program. But what would be really cool is if they got one of these, Steven. Tell them what I'm holding, what you're holding.
Jeff just handed me a nice little hand warmer. Yeah, that would be nice.
It's full of chemicals, and you literally light it on fire, but then the fire goes out, and at 12 hours, it stays really hot.
You light it on fire. That doesn't sound very safe.
Did you get one of those for me?
No, I didn't get one for you.
Great. Thank you. That's the buddy there.
They're $15.
So how do you light them exactly?
No, honestly, the thing is filled with a camping lighter fluid kind of thing. It's made by a certain brand of company that makes cigarette lighters that will go nameless. And the thing is fantastic. I've been breaking it in this week. And it honestly, you fill it very carefully with this lighting fluid. And then it's got this catalytic converter on top that you expose to a flame. And it starts a chemical reaction with oxygen, and it produces – if I took it out of the bag that it's in right now, Stephen, it would burn you. It's so hot, so it's going
to
be great.
You should be quite happy you haven't got one of those. What I would suggest is when Jeff decides to ignite this thing, I would take a few steps back just in case it explodes.
That is great.
Sounds very unsafe to me.
That's a great piece of advice. I'm not going to be anywhere near him when he lights it.
No, quite. Now, I guess we ought to talk about the game itself. Are you guys on the same page on this? Do you both think the same team is going to win or not?
You know, we haven't actually really talked about it. I know who's going to win. I can tell you right now who's going to win. I've been on this all year long, really. And it's no secret who I'm taking out. Well, I guess it is a secret to Jeff because I'm not divulging that to him. But I guess since I'm on the air, I may have to.
Well, we're also
we're
simulcasting right now. You're on our show right now, NFL Rants and Raves. So we just decided that we would line this up with David. So we're very early in our show. We're only 18 minutes into what will be a multi-hour show. So we without commercials. So we haven't divulged this yet. I picked preseason the Denver Broncos. So I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos for no other reason than I fully expect Peyton Manning. Now, as long as there's no wind. That is the key. If there's wind, Peyton loses, period. And by wind, I mean over 10 miles an hour. And then here's the thing. He gets his second Super Bowl ring in his little brother's stadium.
Yeah, regardless of whether there's wind or lightning or thunder or whatever, I think the Denver Broncos, it's not even going to be close. I went on record last week that the Denver Broncos would crush the New England Patriots. That game wasn't even close. I'm going to tell you again that regardless of what happens, the Denver Broncos offense is just too much for any team in the National Football League right now. I expect Denver to come out and win by 10 or more.
Well, that's pretty definitive. So both of you are on the same team, which makes it slightly more boring than I was expecting. We might have a bit of a row about it.
But no, we'll have a row because it's going to be close.
Like one of those hand warmers, and let's hear the explosion because that might wake a few people up over here.
Steven, give him a boom.
Boom, baby!
So when are you guys heading up to the Garden State then?
Well, the Garden State will be gracing my presence within 48 hours, and I'm nervous, honestly, about the weather. I am really, really nervous. We're staying with some good friends on the east side, and Steven, unfortunately, because of job duties, he has to have a job, the silly man, he didn't do what I did, which is find a rich wife. So he can't come till midweek.
Yeah, I will be. Yeah, I'll be getting there late Wednesday, early Thursday. I'm pretty excited. I just think it's different, but I think that the league hopefully will learn. We want games in warm weather, not in cold.
Next year, it'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, and the year after that, it'll be up in Santa Clara, California, up in the new 49ers facility. So this is an experiment, and it could go terribly wrong, and I kind of wish it would because I like the NFL to kind of get their comeuppance occasionally. And it's right – I mean, it's not like they don't know. They're at 345 Park Avenue is their address there in New York City. So they know exactly what they're getting, and they just – they are playing a little bit of craps here with the dice, and they feel like the dice are loaded in that there's only a 20% chance of really horrible weather. That's too big odds for such a big game.
It is too big odds. Guys, we'll be talking to you next week, I'm sure. That is Jeff Ellis and Steve Miranda from NFL.
Gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your podcast.
Thank you, David.
I shall see you soon. I've sent you a link to a much safer form of hand warmer so you don't have to blow yourselves up.
Mine lasts 15 hours, dude.
Now, what are you going to do for 15 hours? If your hands are still cold after 15 hours, you need some gloves.
I will have gloves. David, you have a good night.
There you go. Your hands will be warm.
You're off
enjoy the game,
now.
Gentlemen.
Bye.
Thanks, bud. All right, so there you go. That's what we do
and
sometimes.
And he did send me a link for some legit hand warmers.
Yeah, you should forward that on to me because I don't want to blow myself up. But I do want to keep my hands warm. Here are the three things that I need to keep warm. If I keep
I
these
don't want to hear about one of them.
Three things warm, the rest of my body is okay.
All right.
I need to keep my ears warm. Mm-hmm. I need to keep the top of my head warm. And I need to keep my hands warm.
Okay.
If those three things are warm, I can literally walk around in my underwear and I'll be fine.
Thank you for saying underwear. So, I appreciate that. Because we can all use our imagination for other things.
That's what I could have
said.
All
right. So.
But there you go.
I need my warm points. Everybody, just, you know, feel free to drop Steven an email, steven@rarn.net, and tell him what your warm points are. Mine is the back of my neck. Critical. Top of my head, back of my neck, and then dry feet.
Okay.
That's all I need. And I will be fine. If I can, and I need to I need to be able to regulate the temperature on the back of my neck.
Okay.
So I need something that can move so that it breathes. So sometimes if it gets too hot, I need to be able to cool it and lift it off like a scarf. And if it gets too cool, I need to be able to cinch it up and tighten it. And that is the key to my body's happiness. And we'll be learning a lot.
So if I were to drop a bucket of ice Gatorade on your
and it went
neck
all the way down to my shoes, that I would, that's as miserable as I just dump over my head.
It's
then
done.
I'm ruined.
You're done.
My head's cold, my neck's cold, and my feet are wet. Yeah. I'm done.
Done deal. All right.
I've been in that place, by the way. But where you're wet from head to toe, and it's miserable.
Yeah, my thing right now is I'm not sure what I am doing with my footwear.
That's
because
a huge one.
I have no idea what to do.
We don't even know if it's going to be icy or not. That's don't know. Because if it's going to be icy, you want a certain type of footwear. If it's just snowy, then you want another type. If they're going to have everything plowed, then
miserable.
You just need warm.
I'm going to be miserable.
And the thing I've learned about warm, Stephen, you need shoes that are at least a half a size bigger
than
you wear.
I'm going to be miserable.
Well, as it stands now, the 10-day forecast, which is worth as much as a torn dollar bill, of which we've got several.
Yeah, we do.
10-day forecasts have a high for the entire time we're there of 33 degrees, which is fine. If it was 33 and the sun was out at all, I'm fine. Totally fine.
Speaking of the torn dollar bills, I take it you got no emails.
I got no emails. Yeah. Jeff,
thanks a lot,
IRN.
People.
.net.
Thank you very much.
All the things we do for you.
All we did was ask one of you to go and listen to the first show of week one to find out what these dollars were for. But no.
Freaking idiot.
Nobody could call
You're
us.
You're all freaking idiots. All of y'all.
Every single one of you.
And that's from last year's Super Bowl. All y'all.
All y'all.
I learned that down in New Orleans. All y'all.
All y'all. Yeah.
That's every single one of you. Y'all is most of you.
Yes.
All y'all.
All y'all.
That's every single human being.
So, Jeffrey,
yeah, but
Peter King has been put down as the pool reporter for the AFC from Wednesday through Friday. Jarrett Bell.
Tell us where the teams are going to. Tell people some of the inside poop from the media guides that we've got.
We're not supposed to divulge stuff from the media.
There's some things we can divulge and other things we can't. The hotels we're not going to tell, but where the facilities where the teams are going to be practicing.
Sure. The Denver Broncos will be practicing at the Atlantic Health Jets Training Center, while the Seattle Seahawks will be practicing at the Timex Performance Center.
Which is in New Jersey?
East Rutherford.
That's in New Jersey. East Rutherford. Okay.
And the Broncos are at Florham Park, New Jersey. So.
Now, the media party, which is number one in my itinerary, and I'm sorry that you're not going to be there.
So let's not talk about it. Let's move on. Okay. You go enjoy it and have a good time.
I will. I need to figure out a means of posting some shows. Some little shows.
Well, had
some
you learned this season, I mean, I could throw you under the bus, right? How to post shows, you'd be able to do it all on your own.
I used to know how.
So there you go.
But that was years ago.
Okay.
You've been doing this a long time.
Well, there you go. So.
I'm sorry. Jeez. Look.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure something out.
Yeah, because I'm also going to be keeping a very regular blog.
Okay.
I'm going to write daily.
Okay.
I'm committed to that. Okay. And that will be on Twitter, Facebook. So make sure you follow us on Twitter
or
Facebook.
Well, you know how to do that on the website.
I'm absolutely.
Run it there and then just throw the link up.
What I'm planning on doing. Already, I'm self-sufficient for that.
I'll even show you the little bit.ly icon that we have.
I know how to use a bit.ly. Oh, come on.
But you should log in with our NFL R&R account.
That I can't do.
So they'll see. There you go.
There, I get
you're
it.
Useless.
I am. And I'm going to be in town useless by myself. Now, that's not true. Doc Rob, congratulations to your Seattle Seahawks.
Did Doc Rob get tickets?
Not yet.
His last text to me.
But he's going to be there
so
with
he's
Mrs.
Going,
Doc Rob.
Regardless
they paid
of whether
for their flights in November.
Tickets or not.
They paid for their flights in November.
Okay. So they're going.
Doc and Mrs. Doc Rob.
Right.
I can't wait to be there.
Doc, I'm still looking.
We're working on it.
For some folks who might have some extra tickets, but the other
needless
thing
to
is,
say, it's as hard as getting a ticket to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
okay?
The other thing is, you know, my nephew, when he came up to Indianapolis, he wound up using ticket service who advertises on our website, which is Vivid Seats, and he got a pretty good deal. So maybe I can send you the link to them.
Yeah, the problem is going to be that there will be no ability to scalp tickets outside the stadium.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, Doc Robert, if you're listening. I suspect that for this particular game, unlike other Super Bowls, the longer you wait, the more they will be. So I'm thinking that if
let me support you, Steven.
If you're thinking that, you know, we'll wait close to the Super Bowl and the prices will come down, I'm not sure.
Here's the reason I think that. The biggest reason I think that that's the case.
Yeah.
Most people do not realize the constraints that are going to be put on even getting into New Jersey on game day.
Wow.
Let alone getting near the stadium.
Yeah.
They're strongly, and they cannot emphasize enough, strongly recommending, nearly insisting, everyone take public transportation.
Well, yeah.
There will be no tailgating.
What?
They are insisting. There will be no tailgating. They're very concerned about security.
You can't stop people from tailgating.
Trying to stop me with my little hand warmer, man. You want to talk about fire?
You can't
I got fire.
Stop people
wait
from
wait till you feel
tailgating.
This thing with once you get it out of the bag.
I don't want to feel it.
It's going
to
get red hot.
I'm afraid. As a matter of fact, I don't want to die.
Your daughter's already played with it. She didn't die.
Great.
So look at this. So you blow on this, and it turns bright red.
Yeah, you don't need to do that right now.
It's really cool.
We need to. Well, anyways, we already gave our Super Bowl pick.
So the show's over? No, we got to see how we
got
here.
We don't even know. We don't even need to do anything else.
We don't even need to go to New York.
We don't even need to do a prediction show. I mean, seeing as how in the world did we just say on Talk Sport what our prediction was?
Because when you're being interviewed and someone asks you a question, I could be persuaded to. Look, I disagree with you in that it being lopsided.
Going to be a blowout.
I don't know if you noticed how good the defense was
going
for the Seattle Seahawks.
A blowout.
Steven, if there's an ounce of weather.
I am not even
he was
flinching
this positive
on
about
this.
The AFC Championship game, and he was right. This irritates me because he was so cocksure of himself. 17 points. They're going to win by 17 points. I'm like, the New
they
England
Patriots
are going
to. They led by 17 points the entire game, and then the Patriots scored a touchdown at the end, and it wound up being a 10-point game. And I'm like, darn it, why did you let them score that last touchdown in garbage time?
Dude, it was looking all of the first half like a shutout.
Yeah, that would have been
They awesome. Got 3 points.
That would have been nice.
It would have been awful, Steven.
Shutout would have been awesome.
It would have been awful. We did wanted good games. The game was already Trey disappointing to me.
Did you see the video I posted of Tom Brady trying to get a high five?
Yes.
All season long? Yes. It was like 5 different games.
I think it's a team joke.
Really? You think?
I would do it. If I got together with the guys, anytime Tom asked for a high five, don't give it to him. All season. I mean, it would be one of the better pranks
okay,
in the history
was
of sports.
If it was a joke. Then it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I think he really wanted a high five.
If a guy wants a high five, you give it to him.
But nobody
it's
was
the man
giving it
code.
To him. Nobody was giving it to
I
him.
I know. And these are teammates, and he's your captain.
And people just want
he's your, this is why I think it's a gag, Steven. I really? Do think they were just having a go with him. Look, that's one of the questions I will pose. I've got to make a list for my media day questions.
Yeah.
But that one's going to Tom. Which is, dude?
Tom's
seem
not,
like you're
Tom's
having
not
trouble.
Be there.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, he lost.
I can't talk to him.
Yeah, you can't.
I always
well,
talk
probably,
to Tom.
I think he kind of lives in. No, he lives in. He doesn't live there.
He doesn't live near there. But anyways.
Well, how close are we to Boston? You could drive.
I don't have a car.
Oh, that's right. We're taking public transportation. Everywhere.
Yes, we are, and walking.
Yes. Could you?
No, it's
take a train.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Three hours.
Look, I got
you're going to be there for 11 days. Take a train. Hop to freaking Boston. Get in his freaking property.
I have plans.
Knock on the door.
I have plans every day till you get there.
Every day?
Really
all day?
Do. Well, first of all, I don't get in till 10 p.m. Saturday. Then first thing Sunday morning.
Nothing happens Sunday.
I'm
having Saturday.
Well, I don't get in. My flight lands at 10.
Okay, so nothing's going to happen Saturday anyways, regardless.
And I get in, so I have a nice night's sleep. Nacho and Paloma, we're going to brunch.
Okay.
Probably the place that we went to that was so awesome.
It was very nice.
Freaking awesome, just south of the park. And then I've got dinner.
Memo to self, if I go to brunch there again, don't order both eggs and pancakes because they bring you a ton of both. You don't need both of them. You just need one or the other. Mental note, just trying to tell
right,
you now in
right,
case
right.
you don't want to make
whatever
the mistake.
Whatever I ordered last time.
Don't make
again.
The mistake I made.
Although the Eggs Benedict looked ridiculously good.
It was all
everything good. Was good.
I wound up having a little bit of everything because
you
I
did. You ate off Paloma's plate.
But she gave it to me. She did. She like ordered this stuff and then she only like took 3 bites and then
as
she gave me the rest of her
as
food.
As if it's not enough for somebody to let you stay in their place. You know,
food.
They go and they buy you a meal.
Do
and then
you
eat off their plate?
She gave it to me. Do what am
understand.
I supposed to say? No, I'm not. If someone offers
okay,
you something,
feel the top of this.
If someone offers you
feel,
something,
tell people
I feel
how
it.
Hot
it's,
this
it's,
is.
It is hot. If someone offers
how
you,
hot?
Hot. If someone offers
like, compare it to something. Hot's just a word.
It doesn't burn. It's just hot.
How long could you leave your fingers on it?
Probably a little
that's
longer
a,
than this
long.
Is going to be, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, good 10
couple
seconds.
Seconds.
It doesn't burn.
Yeah, you more got to squeeze it.
Yeah.
And I'm not squeezing. By the, here's the thing.
But
it's
it,
going
it
to continue because it's out of the bag.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to get hotter.
Okay, cool.
Until you put, and that the use the bag as a way to constrict oxygen.
Yes.
And that main regulates the heat.
Okay.
This yeah, thing's
I'm
trick.
So glad that you are so,
dude, so
jacked up with
you know what
your
you know what Jeff did
device.
On his daddy day off?
Yes.
Didi went to DC and I had one night to myself.
Yes.
You know what I did? You know what I did?
You went to the casino to gamble.
Yeah, that'd be cool if I had any money. I don't have any money.
Okay.
So that I haven't been to a casino in months
all right,
and
cool.
months
all right.
and months because I don't have any money.
Okay.
So I went and I had a nice dinner from Connell's. I got a turkey club sandwich.
Yes.
And I went home.
You love
and
that.
I watched
you're gonna turn into a freaking turkey
club sandwich. I would like that, especially with how good their bacon is.
Okay.
So then I turned on public television, The History of War. And I watched a 2-hour thing on tin and the role that tin played in keeping food fresh to get food to soldiers during wartime.
Yes.
And I had the time of my life.
Is amazing.
I had the time of my life.
Okay.
Kara came home and goes, oh my God, my father's a nerd. I'm like, You're just figuring this out. You're 16, honey. Of course I'm a nerd. I love this nonsense. That was my guy night out by myself.
Sunday after brunch, are you going to then go to the media availability for the Broncos and the Seahawks?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
No.
All right.
No, so I got dinners planned with some friends and things like that.
So you have dinners. You're not really working for the NFL.
No, I'm setting up. I'm setting up, though, Monday.
Okay.
First thing Monday, I'm setting up Radio Row all by myself. All
right.
Which, you know what a pain that is.
It is.
For two people, it's a pain, is it not?
I don't know. It was not that painful last year.
Maybe we've gotten better at it.
Yeah.
And maybe you got sick and I had to do it by myself. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. Why was it so easy last year?
Because you, I sent you to just walk around for a little bit while I kind of knocked it out.
See, that, that I could use that.
But you don't get that this year because I'm not going to be there.
I could use that. So the media center is going to be at the Sheraton in Times Square. We can say that's not a secret. I don't know where the toboggan run is. I want to think in my dream of dreams, there's the what's the circle called at the top of just south of the park?
Super Bowl 48 media day fueled by Gatorade.
Fueled by Zippo.
Jeff, do you know where the buses are going to take off from?
Yes, the Sheraton.
Okay.
Our hotel.
Sheraton, New York, Times Square. That's where we're staying?
That's where we're staying.
We're staying at the Sheraton, New York, Times Square.
We're staying where the bus is. I've already got an alarm
81
set.
17th, 80. 811 7th Avenue.
7th Avenue, right.
811 7th Avenue. Buses load on West 53rd.
That I did not know. Okay.
Give you some information that you're going
to
need.
But again, that's probably stuff
that's
they wouldn't
media
want us
day.
To publish.
Well, you're probably right.
So the fun is
ooh, did I just say that
you got to be on the first buses. If you're on the first bus.
If you remember Media Hotel and Radio Row.
Right.
If you don't even have, like, anywhere near a credential and have no business being there,
oh, right.
You can't even drive by it.
That's true.
You remember that?
Yeah. In fact, good luck getting onto the island.
Yeah.
Even if you live on it. In Indianapolis.
You better be able to
brew. Times we drove the loop in Indianapolis?
Nacho Paloma, please make sure that you carry your
ID.
ID
so that when I knock on your door at 11 o'clock Saturday night, you open the door for me.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I mean, not
please.
There.
So. Here's the thing, Steve. So the first series of buses that go, three or four, get a full police escort.
Yes.
After that, you don't.
Yeah. You got to be on those.
You've got to be on those.
Yeah.
How else, especially if there's weather, how the hell else are you supposed to get anywhere?
Be on the first bus.
So I'm going to be on the first bus for everything because I will not. Once you travel with the police escort, you don't go back.
No, you don't.
You feel a little, I feel silly. I won't speak for you, but I feel a little silly sometimes with all the lights going and all the.
I know. I'm like, this is cool. People are looking at the bus like, who are those people?
Who are those people? They must be important and famous.
People are so cool.
They're not, but they sure look like they must be.
Yeah. People don't know that. Just play the role. Yeah. I wave down to them with the little queen hand wave. I wave down.
The effortless side to side.
Kid in the back of the just mom's driving the SUV and kid's in the back and he's looking at the window and I did the little wave.
Well,
and
you
like,
could be a football player. I could be a coach.
Yeah.
That's less sexy, Steven.
Yeah, you could be I could be a football player. You could be a coach.
He listens finally to the show. That's good.
Mom, football player waved at me and then one of his coaches. I don't know why.
One of the coaches wouldn't wave. What a jerk. Okay. So we are going to have a listener party on Saturday night.
Are you going to do just for men for the Super Bowl?
No.
So you're going to keep it white?
This is as good as I look. I got a haircut already.
This is as good as
I got a haircut and I shaved today. This is as good as I look. I ain't looking any better.
Great. I'm not saying
that
you look
bad.
I'll
put on a little mascara for TV on Thursday.
Nowhere did I say you look bad.
All right.
All right.
Just saying. And when I get the compression shirt on, dude, I look like Superman.
Superman.
It's holding all the fat in. I don't know where the fat goes. I'd like to know where the fat goes, but this compression stuff is honestly amazing. I wanted to shout it out on Mike's show because it is a British company.
Uh-huh.
They are ridiculous. They're cheaper than Under Armour.
They are
cheaper than Under Armour, Steven, and the stuff is so ridiculously amazing.
What's the name of the company?
I can't. It's like three letters. It's like KKG or something like that. I don't know. But it's a British.
So stop saying that the compression shirt. You don't even know.
I would like to give them love because I got a white one and a black one, and it's long sleeve, and it literally.
It's not by East Bay.
No.
And it's not Under Armour.
No, look up UK-based fitness apparel. There, and that'll probably return the result. So this compression stuff, Steven, you put it on, and it's a chore to get on. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Okay, it's a chore to get, but once you get it on, you look like freaking Hercules. It's so cool. I sent a picture to the wife, and she's like, "I'll be right home." Cause it's king sexy wear. It's king sexy wear. I can go on my Amazon account and look it up because I got it through Amazon.
I don't need to know. I'm not buying one because those things suffocate me.
Oh, they're awesome. They're restrictive. I agree with that, but it feels what it does too is it supposedly keeps the blood flowing to your extremities, which is good. Because it's tight against the skin, mm-hmm. it circulates the blood better, making sure that your body stays warmer. That's one of the things. And it wicks away moisture from your body. So, because you do sweat, even though it's cold.
I'm just going to do jumping jacks. If I start getting too cold, I'm just going to do jumping jacks.
He's going to be on the bus doing jumping jacks.
Yeah. See, what are you doing? I'm warming up. Leave me alone.
Do you know how cold it is?
Have you been outside?
So tell people how we got to this Super Bowl.
Can you take a Kleenex? Make sure there's a lot of Kleenex.
Dude, I'm taking way too much stuff. You know I am. I'm setting up radio for myself.
So one more little box of Kleenex is going to throw you over the edge.
It ain't happening. It ain't happening. I don't even know how I'm going to do it. I don't know. Okay, here it is. This stuff is awesome. Sub Sports.
Yeah.
Cold Men's Thermal Compression Base Layer Long Sleeve Top. The company is called Sub, S-U-B, and they're based out of the UK, and we're not getting a dime for this. Sub Sports Limited. This stuff is wicked awesome.
Sub Sports who?
Sub Sports Limited is the company, and they're based out of the UK from what I understand. And their stuff does run small, and so like I've got a 2X, and it is skin tight is to be an understatement because it makes me look fit.
Sub Sports Cold Men's Thermal Compression. I might give me one of those.
Dude, it is. And then they've got the leggings, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the leggings.
Oh, I'm just the top. So I got a white and black top.
I don't need the top. I could use leggings because my legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could use the leggings.
The leggings are really comfortable. I wore those on a run once. One day when it was like 40 degrees, I wore them. And, dude, it was awesome. You feel the moisture disappearing from your body, like sweat.
Do they like take it? Does it take it out of you and throw it away?
Yes, it like takes. It finds a rubbish bin and it just disposes of it.
Okay.
Now we need to tell the people not just how cold it's going to be and everything. We need to tell people how it came to be that the Denver Broncos are playing the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, in the AFC Championship game, the first game of the championship weekend. Let's hit there where the New England Patriots travel to Denver to face the Broncos. Well, Jeffrey, it went like this.
You'd hate to say you told me so.
I don't ever tell anybody I told you so. Because I tell them at one point, and then they could laugh and do everything like that. And then I just let it happen, and then it happens. And then it happens, and I don't have to say I told you so because they themselves realize that I told them so.
So you expect people to remember that I told them so.
Right.
All right.
You know that I told you so. So I don't have to say I told you so.
You said on TV, and I said,
and you said that I was on drugs.
Apparently, Steven thinks he's already in Denver, Colorado, yes, because he's high.
Yes.
That was the line I used on TV, and I thought it was clever because I didn't plan it. I just made it up.
It was kind of funny, maybe.
Jim laughed, and then he made fun of our ties.
Of course Jim laughed. Yeah, he did throw our ties in.
He said, nice job at the 2-for-1 tie store, gents.
Yes, yes, he did say that.
Thanks, dude. That was not very nice.
But I'm just going to be honest here.
You told me so.
Yeah, I told you so. And I just really think that right now, this offense that we have seen with the Denver Broncos, that we are seeing with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Dude, it's historic. Okay.
It's not just historic. It's not just historic. I think that it is. They are on par to just you can't get to this stage with the way this offense has been playing and not finish. It would be criminal if they got this far and didn't finish the historic run.
Can I give you a disturbing stat?
And the thing is that what everybody seems to not be looking at is that as well as
I know where you're going.
The Seattle Seahawks defense played, they literally were one mistake away from losing that football game.
They're one mistake away that they had watched in film how many times?
I have watched.
How many times had they seen that play in film, which is called the final play of the Super Bowl last year, that they threw three straight times to the corner to Crabtree?
Here's my thing. We're not on that game
We're not
yet.
On that game. But if they didn't know that was coming,
exactly.
I'm sorry, Richard Sherman, you are the best, but you knew that was coming. But okay. You knew that was coming, okay?
Yeah. So, but I have analyzed that play 100 times. Colin Kaepernick, pre-snap, before the snap, determined he's throwing the ball to Crabtree. Without even looking at anything, he was determined that's where he was going with the ball.
I believe you completely because that's the last three plays of the Super Bowl last year.
Had he taken 2 seconds to look at his reads?
Yeah.
Number 11, I don't even know who number 11 is for the San Francisco 49ers.
Kendall Hunter.
No, I think it's Hunter.
He's not on the team
this
anymore.
This is the wide receiver. Wide receiver number 11. We'll look it up when we get to that game.
Whatever.
Wide open, standing at the 13-yard line.
Kellen Williams?
I think it's Williams. And if he throws it there, Williams gets at least to the 5. They got a first and goal from the 5 with about 30 seconds left in that game. He determined pre-snap, I am throwing it over there. I don't care if there are 5 Seahawks over there.
Steven, how
That's
often is that the thing to do in the NFL, pre-snap, to have it determine what you're going to do?
You can't do that.
No. I mean,
not
literally,
with 40 seconds
how many
left?
Times can you do that?
Probably you can get away with it early in the regular season. You can get away with it maybe late in the regular season, early in a game, in the playoffs. That's not done.
So you're saying never in this situation?
I don't think.
Never?
Ever.
Never.
Ever. You don't never, ever, pre-snap, determine where you're going with the football. Not in the playoffs. You can't do that. The defenses are too smart.
If the defense has paid any attention, which I think they did.
Exactly. They've already played you twice this year.
Yeah. And they have your Super Bowl film, which was a really close ending
game
the year before.
Yeah.
And in the year before, you inexplicably.
How did we get to that game? We're not at that game yet.
We're going to segue back. We're going to segue back. But inexplicably, San Francisco, we're not on that game. We're on last year's Super Bowl.
We are on last year's Super Bowl.
Inexplicably, the 49ers threw the ball to the corner post, to Crabtree, 3 times. They had been running the ball with tremendous effectiveness.
And don't get me started. If it's a penalty in the first quarter of a preseason game, it's a penalty in the fourth quarter in the final minute of a Super Bowl.
I'm more of a let-him-play guy. That's one of the differences Steve and I have. Yeah. So if they had any clue, this Seahawks team, they had a fairly decent idea of what might happen.
What might be coming.
Okay, so Steven's saying this defense that's that good, and they are really good. Their defense is terrific.
I'm not saying they're not good.
He's saying, though, that offense of the Seattle Seahawks.
Is that inept?
And I can't argue with that. The fact that San Francisco
and I'm just
could have been. By the way, if there weren't one or two really awful officiating calls.
Yeah.
And Kaepernick makes a better decision instead of pre-read, I'm going corner to Crab.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're probably in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about a totally different Super Bowl if the calls aren't blown, the roughing the kicker that was roughing the kicker, definitionally roughing the kicker is when the plant leg gets knocked.
Hit.
That's 15 and a first down.
It's not knocked. They freaking twisted the dude's ankle.
Nearly broke his. I'm surprised Phil Dawson stayed in the game. Yeah. I'm really surprised he stayed in the game. We're back on that game. So, again, this is how close the Seahawks game is. This is why Steven is saying that the Denver Broncos.
Let me bring it back to the Broncos-Patriots game. That what everybody is going to talk about this week about two things. They're going to talk about the Seattle.
There's only one thing they talk about this week.
Well, Sherman?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's two things, really, that when the real people who analyze the Super Bowl, I guess that's just going to be me and you. But if they really analyze the Super Bowl, there's two things that are going to be talked about. Everyone's going to say the Seattle Seahawks defense and Denver Broncos offense. And
number one offense, number one defense. Who comes out on top?
I'm going to flip it. I'm going to say this Super Bowl comes down to the Denver Bronco defense and the Seattle Seahawks offense.
And that, my friends, is one hell of a matchup because the Denver Broncos defense is terrific.
They've turned it around.
It's terrific.
Early in the season, I mean, come on.
They shut down Tom
Brady.
Early
in the season, they let Tony Romo get 48 points.
Yeah.
All right? And everybody said when Von Miller went down.
Von Miller, you can't win without Von Miller. He's so
Pot
integral
roast,
to that
team. Baby
Pot
has roast. Made this team. First of all, you can't run on this team. New England thought, we're going to pound them.
You got two running backs.
You could not run the football.
You got two running backs. What's so hard?
And I know Marshawn Lynch is a beast.
You got Shane Vereen, and you got Ridley, Steve Ridley. You're going to mix them up. You got a blood force trauma.
And you're just going to run. And I think that if the Denver Broncos defensively can stop Marshawn Lynch like they held the New England Patriots offense.
New England got 64 yards of rushing.
How? You hold Marshawn Lynch to 60 yards rushing?
Jeff, that was on 38 attempts.
You're going to 38 attempts. That's what, 2 yards?
No. That was passing 24 for 38. My bad. Okay. Rushing attempts, only 16.
Yeah, I didn't think because they had to. They
got down.
Down
so huge.
They were down huge. And you had to. Because when we try to run, we can't. And now we're down, so we gotta try and get positive yards. We gotta start throwing the football. And if that happens to Seattle, and you're gonna tell me that we're gonna have to put it on
Russell Wilson's shoulders.
And Pot Roast and the rest of that defensive lineman guard start getting after him, make him move around. And it's not like the Denver corners are slouches either.
Okay.
You got Champ Bailey going to stare me down? Because I'm going to get up on him. I'm going to get up. I'm going to make him stare me down again. I am. I'm going to tell him, what you going to do this year?
Yeah.
But what you going to do Super Bowl?
Well, you're not going to see him before the Super Bowl. You're just going
to
see him after the Super Bowl.
I might see him before. I might make some media of it. But I don't get to talk to them otherwise.
Okay. See, I get to talk to whoever I want.
You do.
And, I have to.
You get to talk to whoever you want anytime. I mean, last year you got to talk to – you usually stick to coaches. Are you actually going to go to some players' booths this time? Because you stay away from the booths usually.
Okay, here's how Jeff approaches media day.
Yes.
Because I'm part of a tandem.
Yes.
Miranda and Ellis.
Yes.
Not just Ellis.
Right.
So when it's Miranda and Ellis, I go to each podium – snap about 40 pictures of the guy at the podium and his nameplate.
Yeah.
So I don't ever get confused about who's who.
Who it is.
That's one of my secrets, Jeff's secret, because these guys wear helmets. We don't know what they look like unless they're Richard Sherman right now. Yeah. Unless they're a quarterback or Richard Sherman, you don't know what they look like generally. Or you are a beat writer for the team. So, which we still got to cover the news in the Cleveland Browns. Oh, my God. Because once I tell you what I heard from their beat writer
– yeah.
You're gonna little bile's gonna come up in your back of your throat. So anyway,
it already did when I heard who the coach was. But we'll get to
poor
that
brownies. So I go to the podium, take the pictures.
Yeah.
I get the question that I want to ask answered.
Okay.
And then I boom, 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 and then I go up into the seats where they've got a lot of the coaches. Last year I hung out with Kevin Green, who by the way is retiring. We left that news out, which just bums me out. But I'm happy for him. He's literally – I don't think he's been no longer with us. I literally think his kids want him around, and he realizes they're in school, they're in high school, and he doesn't have that much time with them. He's going home to be with his family. And what a wonderful man, Kevin Green.
Okay.
So anyways, so like last year I was talking to Kevin Green, and just because he was an ex-Ram, and I love him, just talk stories. Get Michael Lombardi before he was part of this cluster F that is the Cleveland Browns. Have a nice lunch with Mike Lombardi. Pick his brain about football. Find Brian Billick. Pick his brain about football. I really enjoy it. I'm looking forward to seeing most, for the second time, the officiating guru for Fox. He'll be there.
Mike Pereira.
Mike Pereira, because I met him. You know this, but the listeners don't know this. I met him mere hours after he retired from the NFL in the Coliseum, L.A. Memorial Coliseum. And he was giddy as a schoolgirl. I want to remind him about that day and ask him how his post-NFL life has gone compared to how he thought it would be. That's the question I want for Mike Pereira. Looking forward to meeting with him.
Okay.
But
he threw a flag on Vic the Brick last year, I mean, during media day. I don't know if you knew this, but he
First
was going
all,
around with the camera crew.
Vic better change the rabbit fur this year because it's going to smell something fierce. Vic is a L.A.-based sports
Mike
talk
Barrow
reporter.
Was going around with a flag.
Who wears
he had a camera
but rabbit fur.
And he was going to people who were doing something a little crazy.
Like TVS Tech girls?
Yes. And throwing a flag at him.
Nice.
And then going up to him and interviewing him by saying,
that's
this
a great
is why
bit.
You got a flag.
That's a great
so
bit.
He
it's true, Vic. He had no idea what he was getting into. But he didn't know what he was getting into.
He didn't.
Okay, Vic the Brick, if you can imagine Albert Einstein, look, okay, covered from head to toe in rabbit fur.
Yeah.
And he happens to be as smart as Albert Einstein, only about everything.
Yeah. He is a
he's a walking encyclopedia of humanity.
Yeah.
And he loves sports.
Yes.
And he can use all that information at will.
Yeah, Victor Brick Jacobs.
So you go think you're ambushing this weirdo.
Yeah. And then you don't.
And his doc from Back to the Future only knows everything about everything. You know, the Genghis Khan came down in 1704. I know, it's 1400 would be Genghis Khan. It was a Thursday. Yeah. And Genghis Khan said this. And that translates to this.
Well, here's what happened. Victor Brick turned it around on him.
That's what I'm saying. Vic is going to turn around on anybody. Yeah. And Pereira's going to be like, oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into?
That's exactly what happened. But he was going around throwing flag on people. I just want to say, Kevin Green was a couple years ago. It was Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
A Super Bowl. Not last year at the Super Bowl.
All
so Super Bowls. Kevin Green wasn't there.
In the but end, you all go, Super you go Bowls up to the merge end. Into one, and a river runs through it.
Doing your river runs
through. Love that movie. Haunted by waters,
but yeah, I'm bummed that that I will not be a media. I think even more than missing the media day party,
the party's gonna be the best.
Is media day itself? Yeah. I unlike you, I love media day.
Yeah,
I love the chaos.
I'm always minding
and
where
I
the
love
exits are.
The cacophony of people just running around. It literally is just nonsensical. The picture that you took and said, I found myself, by the way. I had to. I was like,
we did a Where's Waldo with Steven last year.
I
cannot stress enough, if you don't follow us on Twitter or Facebook,
get out there this year.
We know that there's still 4,000 or 5,000 of you that don't. And I'm really wondering what's up with you, because the pictures that I'm going to be posting are wonderful. From the week,
the picture
event.
That we posted of Beyonce alone last year at the Super Bowl, that's
last year?
Yeah. That should have been enough for you all to freaking get
I
on
get
maybe.
A text because I don't care about the entertainment. In fact, this year for Super Bowl for Bruno Mars, I will be doing a live Skype back to my church, which I'm really excited. We did a rehearsal already.
Okay.
System works perfectly. On Skype, they're going to have me up on a projector in a corner. So the TV is going to be on the giant screen.
Uh-huh.
And in a quarter of that, down in the corner, is going to be me. At halftime, talking to the – and so all the homeless people that are there for the homeless dinner Super Bowl party can come up and ask questions.
All right.
Which is going to be awesome. And I've already thought through, it gets dark for the Super Bowl halftime entertainment. So I'm going
to
have a little light. I'm going to use my phone and just have a little light. But I'm going to be right there. And that's going to be fun. We're going to do that for 5 to 10 minutes, however long it goes.
Cool.
But that's my form of entertainment.
Yeah.
Mine is more quiet.
Yes.
Less robust. So I take great pictures. I post them. I did a giant Where's Steven instead of Where's Waldo, where there was the – what were the estimates on the number of press? 4,000?
There were a little – no, there were actually – it was a record
I always try and go
– a little over 5,000.
I always try and underestimate my estimates to not exaggerate.
Members credited
so there's 5,000 people on the floor of the Louisiana Superdome, and it's only half of the field.
Yeah.
The other half, they keep clean for the game. I don't know why they do it that way. Just crowd control, I guess.
Crowd control.
Well, and they do the team photos after.
The team photos in the middle.
Yeah. And they want nobody near the team photos for good reason. They want those are special. And so they come in, and I just can't get out of there fast enough. So I go, I take my picture, I do my questions, and I go up and I take neat pictures, and I got that nice overhead shot of the entire mass, and Steven says he found himself.
I had to find myself. I was like, I'm going to find myself. I found myself.
I got 20 megapixels, dude. So if you blow that thing up enough, you can see anything.
Yeah, pretty cool.
See it fly.
Kind of like, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I think I showed it to you. But at the draft, the NFL brought one of those kind of cool omnidirectional Google World Map cameras that they drive around with their heads, you know, around their car, and it takes. Well, they put one. At Radio City Music Hall.
In Radio City?
And they took a picture.
So they did a panorama.
All the media and all the fans up top. And then you could go out to their website. They would give you a website. You go out to the website, and you could tag yourself. Say, this is me. And, I mean, you know, several thousand people tagged themselves. It's pretty cool. It's like,
that is neat.
I was there. I was at Radio Music City Hall to see Cam Newton get drafted. It was pretty cool.
I live inside myself. Technology. Living inside myself. Where I go, I know I was there.
Yeah.
You can tell me that, oh, I bet you weren't there. And I'll go, fine, you're dumb. I don't care. The discussion's over. Because I know where I was, and it was cool.
$48? I have $48 for a shirt.
Okay. The gear, and Mike alluded to this, the gear that they're using on the sidelines for the Super Bowl is ridiculous.
Is it?
Nike has made, they have outdone themselves with some slick apparel. But I guarantee you those coats, that's what I would want, one of those coats, the down coats.
$39!
And those coats will not be $39. Oh, you're talking about the compressions. Yeah, dude.
Not $39 for tights.
Dude, they're worth it.
I'm just going to wear my regular old Hanes.
Long underwear?
Long thermal underwear.
Made out of cotton?
Made out of cotton.
That gets
That's
wet.
That's what I'm wearing.
And then it stays wet.
I don't plan on rolling around in the snow. I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you are.
Snow angels.
I'm not making snow angels. I'm not going to try and make a snowball. I'm not going to throw a snowball at anybody. I'm
My
not picking
fears,
up snow.
Steven, about that city and slush and cars driving by as we're walking down the sidewalk and a bunch of slush gets thrown up on you.
Somebody drives really fast
slush.
Throws some slush up on me, I am chasing that mug down, and we're having words. We are having words. I'm just telling you all now in New York, if you drive by me and you throw some slush on me, you will get caught. I'm telling you now.
It sucks to be you.
I'm just telling you now.
It sucks to be you. Oh, my gosh.
You know what I was told?
This show, for those of you listening to this show and just feeling like it's a little off kilter, they're a little out of control.
Yeah,
this is therapy.
Yeah, it is.
This is calming me down.
It's calming Jeff because he needs to get calm.
I went to the doctor for just regular stuff, and they did your vitals. My blood pressure was fine.
Did he tell you you're dying?
And he's like, it was the nurse, you know, who does your vitals.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, this can't be right. And I said, what? She says, well, your heart rate. And I said, well, what does it say? It's 95 beats a minute.
Yeah.
I have a resting heart rate of 65 beats a minute. That's my resting heart rate, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I said, no, that sounds right. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, I've been a little uptight, a little stressed lately. And I told you what happened at Kara's soccer game.
Yes.
Getting between two parents that are nearly going to blows and spreading, breaking that up. Only at a Christian school can that happen. Let me tell you, friends. Don't ever believe that Jeff, being a Christian, would believe that somehow his people are holier than thou.
I am gonna
so
rock.
Not true. So
gonna,
not true.
I'm going to rock these purple leg tights.
Dude, they're so awesome. They feel good.
I'm going to go with black.
And you guys have got room.
Black will look better.
I'm wearing black.
But the purple ones.
The purple ones. You could be Barney.
Yes, I want free 2-day shipping. I'll get them before.
Amazon Prime. He's still shopping. See, he can shop because I'm leaving. I'm on the plane in less than 48 hours. 36 hours I'm on a plane.
You're leaving on a jet plane. All right, back to this Denver. New England was never really in this football game. I mean,
They never.
They only lost by 10. But
the score is not indicative of the size of things in mirror, okay?
That
you know
final,
what we're talking about.
That final score that they got. There was only like three minutes and change.
This was the time for the prevent defense, was it not?
It was.
You've got a gigantic lead, and so you can allow them to drive the field and score and take four
as
minutes
long
off
as
the
it
clock.
Takes off the clock. And that's
and
what
it did.
That's exactly what it did.
We gave them everything in the middle.
They made it a 10-point
game.
Look, but
you're only down by 10.
Yeah, but there's only 3 minutes left. And if you don't get this onside kick, game over.
Oh, by the way, when we get the ball and it comes to fourth down and three, we're going for it.
Yeah.
Because if we kick a field goal, we're still down by two scores. So we're just going to go for it. And you know what?
I'm going to tell you that was the biggest.
John Fox.
Cajones.
Love you, bro. Love
it's
you, bro.
Fourth and two with about a minute 20 left. You know what?
Still plenty of time for Tom Brady.
Hey, Payne. We can get this right. We'll get it. They get it. And all of a sudden, you know what? you ain't never even getting back on the
field. You're not getting the ball back, Fred. You're
not even getting it out of the field.
Oh,
so, the fact that, you know, they went on a 10-play, 4-minute drive there to make it a 10-point game didn't matter. It was irrelevant.
Didn't matter.
They never got the ball back. There's Steven, something about
Tom
the
Brady
defense.
Was terrible. Was he hurt? Okay, mind you, I want to take people in the Wayback Machine. He missed Wednesday's practice with an illness.
He did.
And I, at the time, said, this is serious illness because Tom Brady don't miss on championship weekend.
Maybe it was like a flu or something.
I understand. It may have been a flu bug.
Yeah.
But was he right in that game? Didn't look right. All of his passes were sailing high.
Nobody
and it was not thin air.
About,
it was not thin air. But all
did.
Of his passes
I
were going
did
high.
I have a tweet in the game. We're saying, odd that nobody is blaming Brady for all of these passes that
terrible.
Are going way over people.
Terrible passes.
Not even close.
Trey lucky he was not intercepted 4 or 5 times, but the passes weren't good enough to be intercepted. I mean,
yeah, they were pretty bad.
I mean, Tom Brady had a really poor game. And, yeah, you want to credit this Denver defense.
You know what? I'm going to maybe come to his defense a little bit. Offensive line, just they were all over him.
That is the front seven of the Denver Broncos. And we have said all season, along with Carolina, along with San Francisco and Seattle, these guys are for real.
And now going a little bit fast forward into the
Looking
Super Bowl.
Looking forward a little.
If they can contain Russell Wilson and not let him get around and scramble and do what Russell Wilson does.
He rolls.
Seattle's
to the
not even. Seattle's not even going to have a chance. It won't even be
Steven,
close.
I'm afraid you're right, but okay, here's what keeps
I don't want it to be right. I want it to be a close game.
Here's why you're
I
wrong.
I was at the edge of my seat last year at the Super Bowl.
You ready for hear why you're wrong? You ready for hear why you're wrong?
I'll listen.
I've been trying to get
wrong.
This in for a while, okay. And I got to leave here shortly.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Because I got to meet
Get you. It in.
Here's why you're wrong.
Why am I wrong?
The last 8 times that the top offense in the NFL went to the Super Bowl, the last 8, we're nearly at a mathematical probability. Okay, 10 is a mathematical probability.
Yeah.
8's getting pretty damn close. Okay. Your sample is pretty good. This isn't 3 times. Somebody asked me, somebody at the chiropractor's office who's an Australian woman, isn't there something about the team that plays the Philadelphia Eagles? I'm like, yeah, they lost already. Yeah. I said, that happened 3 times. That's not really enough to be science.
Yeah. 4, by the way.
Okay, but again,
not
we get into 6, 7. I'm starting to pay attention. We get to 8. You got my attention. 10, you have a statistical fact.
Yeah.
Last 8 times that the team that led the NFL in total offense went to the Super Bowl, all 8 times they lost.
Okay.
That's weird.
Give me the teams in the Super Bowls.
I can't.
Okay.
And I will,
that's what I would want
I will
see.
Know that come the next time we see each other.
Right. I mean, that's the information I would want. I'd take a look at the Super Bowl.
But at face value, doesn't that stat give you pause? It should.
No. It really does.
How can that stat not give you pause? The last 8 times. Because, mind you, the team that leads the league in offense frequently doesn't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So these were going to be ridiculously heavy favorites.
Yeah.
And they went in. And they couldn't get it. The offense, they couldn't get it going.
I'll tell you one of them. One of them was probably the Rams, and they lost to the Patriots by 3. And that was under asterisk time. So there's one right there.
Under asterisk?
Yeah.
Astrogod? Astrogoth?
Astro.
What's the science asterisk. Fiction thing?
Astro.
Astrogoth?
No.
No, I'm thinking science fiction, like a movie character or something.
Not that I know of.
Astrogoth. Okay, maybe it was a bad dream.
Yeah, I think so.
I should lay off the cough syrup. All right.
There is no Astrogoth.
Answer me!
I'm bummed. There's no Sandler movie to pimp.
No, there isn't.
So who's doing this movie that we're going to be promoting?
I don't know.
Because there's 2 screenings, and I'll go to the Tuesday one.
Okay.
Just because Tuesday's slower.
You never told me the movie. You said that you
it's
talked
to It's the one that's
Chip.
About the... Let's And we're going to work in, because we've got to get out of here, Steven.
We do.
Quick NFL news. It's about the Cleveland Browns draft. It's about that movie that they were making at the draft last year.
Yes.
Like Kevin Costner's in
the
it
Kevin
and stuff.
Kevin Costner football movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're premiering that.
It's called the draft, isn't it?
I believe that's what it's called. And they're premiering that at the Super Bowl for the press.
Okay.
And Chip, who's the former...
So is he going to get Kevin Costner to come talk with us?
Look, I just had a brief convo with Chip today. As he's leaving for the airport tomorrow. Okay.
The movie is called Draft Day, and Kevin Costner plays the Browns GM.
Who's directing this? This is a major production. Major director.
Okay.
If you IMDb it or whatever, the cast is ridiculous. So the movie is a fictional. Stop me if you don't believe me.
Is he going to get Jennifer Garner to come?
You know, to meet her for the second time, I would not be able to tell her the story.
Okay.
I would not be able to tell her the story that the first time I met her. Yes, you do. The first time I met Jennifer Garner, she was a zero to me. A good deal of Jennifer Garner's charm and good looks is Hollywood magic. I was standing next to her in a hallway at Disney, and we were chatting. Yep. There was five or six of us. She happened to be just, I don't know what she was doing, killing time, because there's a screening room nearby. So I guess that she was screening a movie or something that she was doing, or an episode of Alias. And so we all go back into our meeting, and everyone, once we go inside, the door closes. Oh, my God, that was Jennifer Garner. That was Jennifer Garner. I'm like, that was Jennifer Garner? She didn't do anything for me. And I didn't watch the show, so I wasn't that aware of her. But after that, I watched the show, and I'm like, she's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
She's freaking, take your breath away, gorgeous. Who's directing this?
Ivan Reitman.
Ivan Reitman.
Yeah.
Dude, Ivan Reitman does some of the best comedies, and he's gotten more into dramas lately. Great, great group of people. So they're filming this. Yes. So here's the deal.
The general manager of the Cleveland Browns struggles to acquire the number one draft pick for his team.
Steven, yeah, it's ripped from today's headline. That's why I hit banged it. Cleveland Browns have gotten their man.
Mike Pettine. Is it Pettine or Pettine? Is it Petty?
You know, it's something funny when I know something and then you hear it wrong, how it just kind of messes everybody up.
It's not Petine?
It's neither one of what you said.
Petine?
Petten.
Petten. Okay.
Mike Petten. I'm nearly positive. I knew it before I came in here, before I heard it wrong.
Petting?
Mike Petten was named the 15th coach of the Cleveland Browns on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
And for everyone going, what?
He was the defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills last year. And prior to that, from 2009 to 2012, he was the defensive coordinator for the New York Jets. Now, he's coming in saying he's not Rex Ryan. Good.
Duh.
Actually, that's not good. I'd like Rex Ryan to coach the Cleveland Browns.
I think the Cleveland Browns fans would love to have Rex Ryan over Mike Petten.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Jeffrey, but weren't the Cleveland Browns supposed to be getting a head coach that was offensive-minded?
Okay. That was their top priority.
Right.
So much so that today
they wanted Josh McDaniels.
Hang on. Today,
okay,
I have it from very reliable source.
Okay.
That they made a desperation last offer to Josh McDaniel today.
So before they hired Mike
Petten, they threw out this Hail Mary, we'll throw in an extra $1 million a year, and Josh McDaniel says, "No, guys, I'm sorry.
I'm really not ready to coach.
No, I like my situation here in New England."
Okay.
And I'm going to say, who could blame him? It's a great system. It's a great program. And he is held in high regard. And what they have there is a mess. And so it was been assumed this whole time that the guy that they're going for was an offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos or the Seattle Seahawks. Duh. Yeah. That's the only reason that they haven't hired him. That's the only reason. Come on, they're not that dumb. Come on, Joe Banner and who's the owner? Jimmy Haslam, you know, and they got Mike Lombardi in there and stuff. These are not dumb people, Stephen.
Yeah. Did they think about hiring Mike Petten Sr., the high school coach?
The famous coach from Pennsylvania.
From Central Bucks High School West.
The most famous Pennsylvania high school football coach.
In 33 seasons, his record is 326 wins and only 42 losses.
What?
Yeah, he's 326 and 42 in 33
Mike
seasons.
Petten.
Senior.
Oh, his father.
His father.
Oh, well, that's different, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
Maybe he was really he is the feather that makes the wing flap. He's the straw that stirs the drink, Steven.
Through Petten's history to
maybe
see.
He's the ball bearing that makes the wheel spin.
He's never been on the offensive side.
Maybe
of the
he's
ball.
The lubricant that makes that sensation so pleasurable.
He's never been on the offensive side of the ball.
You never listen
assistant
to me.
Defensive
the last
line
thing
coach.
I said was so offensive and
outside
it went right through you.
Coach, defensive coordinator. Now what did you say?
I'm not even going to repeat it. because it's filthy.
It was that bad. I'm going to go listen to it, apparently. Apparently, I have to go listen to week one, two.
And two. And maybe three. We got to go, folks. I got a meet, and I got to get to.
Well, can we just say something about the San Francisco-Seattle game quickly?
Yeah, it was a great game. They got job by the
it
officials.
It was the best
game. I'm not bitter about it at all. Because
you know what? Isn't that weird how karma worked, though? That Bowman interception that should have been San Francisco ball at the one, and then the very next play, Marshawn Lynch doesn't even see the ball. It bounces off his helmet. It gets picked up by the Niners. And I'm like, thank goodness karma works, because the ball knows who it belongs to. And it should have been the Niners' ball at the one. Now they get it at the 11. It's a little bit better. So, you know, the ball said, you know what? I'm going to go to whoever belongs to me, and I'm going to give them 10 yards. That's what the ball said.
The ball's a giant karma machine of leather. The NFL Duke football by Wilson is karma wrapped in leather.
And it knows.
Double bladder wrapped in leather.
The ball
and
knows.
And you know what's inside the double bladder? Karma.
You know, the ball knows who it belongs to, doesn't it?
No.
Whenever there's an interception, that is the ball saying, at this point right now, I belong to this team. And it just knows. It knows. It's not a quarterback throwing an interception. It's the ball knowing, I need to go to the other team right now.
That ball.
Whenever
really
someone
good.
Fumbles, it's not that the running back was bad and that he's a fumbler. No.
So for all you people out there who go, why couldn't the idiot just pick it up? It wasn't his ball.
It wasn't their team.
The ball knows.
The ball knows what it wants, and it knows at this point, you know what? The refs didn't give me to where I needed to be, so I'm just going to go there. And it fumbles.
Freaking idiot.
Oh, God.
I literally lost. I had to stop tweeting because I was going to start saying some nasty stuff.
Yeah, he almost pulled a Richard Sherman and just went out of turn and said stuff that he could have later had to PR people get
in your ear. I'm the best in the world. I'm the best podcaster in the world, Jeffrey.
I'm going to say
that. And everybody else, over there who's talking smack about me, don't talk smack. I will shut your mouth, man.
You know why Rich Eisen has a podcast?
Because of us.
Me. Me. Me.
Oh, man. You know what? I do. Okay, first of all, for everybody calling him a thug, y'all are just
oh,
dumb.
My God. It's time for
freaking idiot.
That's exactly what you are.
You're a stammering freaking idiot, okay?
Look, the fact
do
that
your
this
math.
Guy, this guy is just, he just he's got off the
he's the anti-thug, by the way.
He is, by the way. He is.
He's the anti-thug. He grew up in thug-infested neighborhood
and
made himself a man at Stanford University.
So,
okay?
So stop calling Richard Sherman that.
It hurts him.
Yeah, it did. It did.
One thing nobody's saying is the truth, is that actually hurt him.
I think it did. I mean, and he pretty much
He's changed
it.
His tone dramatically because of that poor choice of words.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, he did say that it really.
He's like, my father worked his beep off.
So that I wouldn't be a thug.
So that I wouldn't be a thug.
Right.
Unlike most of my friends who turned out to be thugs because they didn't have a father in their lives.
At first, I was like, because I was with Dave and Matt. You know how.
And I was with Didi. And Didi, with her head spun around.
Yeah, and Dave's a big Seahawks fan. He's like, "What? We rewound it like three times.
Oh, I played it twice.
Because we were like, at first, I was like, did he say L.L. Bean at the end? Why is he talking about a mail order?
L.B.O. Or something.
L.O.B., Legion of Boom, which is what they call the defense.
Oh,
he said
L.O.B.
But I had L.L. Bean. I was like, why is he talking about
L.O.B.? I mean, they make nice winter wear.
Yeah, I'm like, why
he's looking forward to the Super Bowl, Steven. He's got to get his gear. He's going L.L. Bean.
Why is he promoting L.L. Bean?
They paid him to say that, clearly.
And then we rewound it. L.O.B., Legion of
Legion
Boom,
of
which
Boom.
Is what they call
just
their defense.
Shouting out his defense and the 12th man.
I'm like, okay, I'm L.O.B., I understand. But I'm like, and at first I was like, man, I can't believe he's just, I mean, that is just a punk thing to come out and say. And then I was listening, and then Dion's like, I'm going to have to call him because you really shouldn't be calling out of the receivers. You shouldn't. You should. I understand with Dion. But then I started thinking about it. This dude just got off the field.
Literally.
Literally. I mean, the game just ended 30 seconds ago. He is full of adrenaline. He just helped make the play that sealed their fate to go into the Super Bowl. This dude is pumped. He's not a thug. He's just excited.
This occurred to me after this. So I went back, played it twice, mostly to watch Aaron Andrews. Not
because
she's pretty. Not because she is pretty.
She is.
But
no, her reaction kind of stunned me. She got stuck.
Doing live, she got stuck for a quarter of a second, Steven.
That was a little longer than that. But
from look,
what,
she
from
was
what I heard
terrific.
From what I heard from Dan Patrick.
No, I saw
her
on
ear.
The DP show.
They were in her ear.
They're in her ear telling her all this nonsense. She's got three questions of her own that she was ready to ask.
Right.
The producers are in her ear telling her what to say, the director.
Yeah.
And then this happens in front of her.
Right.
And it took her, okay, I'll give you a half second.
Okay.
And she came back with the perfect question that didn't come from the director,
right.
And it wasn't one of her three questions
right.
that she had to ask.
Yeah.
Who are you referring to, Richard?
Right.
And that let the cat out of the bag. And look, as a journalist.
But then after that,
as
they
a journalist,
her, they told her to dump it.
Of course. Well, did you see how long it took for them to go to another shot?
Yeah.
They immediately throw the shot to somebody else, and he's still talking, and then they faded the audio.
L.O.B., and then he's out.
And they faded the audio quickly, dumped Aaron, but Aaron, to this day, will go down in journalistic history for that interview.
Well,
and,
I like that she says that
she's gone from being a college football beauty queen in other people's eyes, not in mine. She's always been a journalist to me because she's always been a college football junkie.
Right.
Yes, she's gorgeous, but she is a college football junkie.
Yeah, and that's not her fault.
She can't help it that she's pretty.
You can't blame people for their genes.
Yes, she got where she is because she's pretty.
Which I am kind of learning now working in a newsroom. You can't help that people are pretty in a newsroom. I mean, that you can't.
But you can help that whether women have to have large boobs. Okay. That certainly can be helped.
I've actually made a request that I cannot go in and help her with her computer.
You're gonna have to scoot back a few feet.
I've decided that if she ever,
I gotta get out of here, dude.
All right,
I'm gonna make you finish the show by yourself.
Steven Miranda,
Jeff Ellis,
NFL Rants, keep listening. Next, this week at the Super Bowl is gonna be lots of fun.
Next voice you hear will be mine by myself with some friends from the Super Bowl. We're out of here.
We are. LOB,
Mike Patton.
Petine?
The ball knows.